Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. It's Matty Garwin, and we got some brand new stuff for you. Now, Clue, he is known for his big energy, heavy beats, and comedic bars. I'm looking forward to catching up with him right now because he's got a new single out. It is called Like Before, and he joins us right now. Clue, thanks for coming on Ozmade.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What's it like having new music out at this isolation period time of the world?
A lot of people are making music at the moment, and being able to sort of contribute to that with everything going on, it feels great. And this is one that sort of came together really quickly in this period, so to have it coming out so soon feels great.
And with Like Before, how did it actually come about for you?
So I manage a lo-fi artist that I went to high school and primary school with. He'd been collaborating with a guy from Canada that he used, Patrick Moonbird and CurseIrvy.jpg, who were the two producers on this. They got together and sort of had a rough idea, and when my mate CurseIrvy had sent it to me, I had a bit of an idea and freestyled a chorus, and the whole song came together really quickly after that.
And what were they like to work with?
They were fantastic. Patrick Moonbird is someone I hadn't worked with before, you know, being able to collaborate with someone internationally.
Yeah.
He's a lo-fi producer over in Canada who has quite a numerous number of songs out and a big following over there. So, and then of course CurseIrvy is a guy I've known since I was about 8.
Yeah.
So it was awesome to be able to work with him, given the fact that our sounds are so different.
Yeah.
With him making lo-fi music and me doing comedy hip-hop, it sort of blended together surprisingly well. The actual frequency is lo-fi.
Yep.
It's a bit more distorted, and this is where my friend quite enjoyed making this sort of stuff. It tends to be the things that people will have on in the background to study or try and sleep to, and have it sort of playing in the background, and that's where he's built his following. We blended that with my lyrics to sort of make it a bit more of a song that people would listen to outside of that, you know, and try and dig a little deeper.
That's really cool, mate. So the music is kind of in the background, but your vocals have been able to be showcased throughout it at the forefront.
Correct. And even then, comparative to what I normally do, this song, my voice does sound a bit more distorted. We tried to play with it in a sort of dreamy aspect where, particularly at parts in the middle, I wanted it to be, if you were to zone out, this would be hitting you in a weird way.
And did you personally enjoy the process doing something a bit different?
I did. I think for me, the song very much delves into what it's like to be somebody who works really, really hard to try and do what you're doing with music and feeling like you're not ever getting any of that back.
Yeah.
And that was something particularly, I think, at the start of the COVID epidemic, everything that was sort of happening then, the fact that I'm someone who likes to perform so much and hasn't been able to, it sort of culminated in feeling really down on what I was doing, and hearing this beat and being able to sort of channel that and that energy from what I was feeling became a real cathartic process that I did really enjoy.
It's really hard, particularly when you're speaking like that and we're thinking about how big your 2019 was, like these goals that you got to kick off, like Melbourne and Brisbane sold out tours. You've got like over 1.5 million streams now as well. How did you find going from so high into now 2020 of this big unknown mess of a world?
Well, that's exactly right. It is very up and down in the music industry, and that's what I tried to tackle with this song. As somebody who goes into that, you can find that you're hitting really, really high highs, but when the lows hit, they can really hit you quite negatively.
What other things did you have kind of booked in for 2020?
I was looking at trying to get my second national tour, places that I didn't get to go on my national tour the first time around. The fact that I'm now missing out and sort of having people from Tassie, Perth, Adelaide messaging me saying, oh, we really were looking forward to you coming. That's disappointing.
Taking advantage of your kind of comedic style as well, is being a wordsmith and a funny guy something that has come naturally to you?
I think it stems from me watching a lot of television early on.
What do you
a
watch?
Lot of 90s sitcoms.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Office, you know, just plenty of sitcoms. For me, that observational sort of humor is something that as I started trying to find my lane in what I was doing with hip-hop, it sort of just felt a lot more natural than trying to flex or trying to be ego-driven, which didn't feel real to me. There is a way to still be confident without putting across that sort of ego that I like to do that sort of self-deprecating humor where I am making fun because I feel like that's sort of something that's relatable to a lot of people.
And when we are selling ourselves a little bit here, Clue, what do we type in when we go to the socials?
Is that Clue? Everywhere. So YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter,
awesome.
Wherever you want. is that clue. I'm there. I'm available. Hit me up and I'll be chatting to anyone.
Brilliant, mate. Well, we're looking forward to playing your brand new one right now. Thanks for taking the time out here on Ozmade.
Thank you very much for having me. This is Like Before by Clue, CurseHervey.jpg and Patrick Moonbird. I don't want to feel like this no more. No more. I just want to feel just like before. Before.
See everyone plotting against me, they trying to murder me. Maybe I'm lying internally, finding they ain't never heard of me. I've been supply and demanding and take what I'm handling over the counter and count all my damages. Feeling above all the averages, feeling like nothing else matters. Metallic is suddenly down, wanna take a sabbatical. So up and down, it's becoming a pattern. I just wanna wish it away like a ladder. And I wish I could give it away, never happened. Bipolar and I need the batteries charged like they're solar. And then I don't know if I'm actually sold on, if I go hard or I'm ready to fold. So
I don't
affecting your brain is alarming. Just disregard it. Don't let them copy like carbon. Stay in the lane that you're carving. Don't let it tear you apart. Alone in the dark at 3 a.m. in your apartment.
I don't want to feel like this no more. No more.
Aussie hits at night.